Yeah, my wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
We're out there spending.
We are. Hey, Mike, I'm very excited this morning to wait for that plan for relaxing the border controls now that the Skeggs report has been released.
Have you read the report? Excited.
I've had a quick review.
Be less excited. I've read it.
Yeah.
Be less excited.
Story of my life. Anyway, spending. Yeah, back on the ground in New Zealand. We're still spending. Stats New Zealand yesterday released electronic card spending data for July. Now, I'm always a fan of seeing this data in context as opposed to seeing it in isolation. The important contextual relevance here is strong employment, prices rising, very low interest rates. So seasonally adjusted retail spending on credit and debit cards rose 0.6% in July compared to June 2021. So that's just retail spending. If you look at total electronic card spending, that includes services and other non-retail, that rose 0.9%. So that's just a touch under 1%. And that spending rate is accelerating as well. So if I looked at it on a quarterly basis, you'd be talking about a very solid looking increase. In other words, Mike, we're still out there having a good time with the plastic. Now, one reasonably important consideration in the background for July is the absence of the travel bubble with Australia at that stage. So there was no Trans-Tasman tourism. So that was expected to depress the spending a little bit, and that doesn't appear to have happened. So spending was up on groceries, 0.7%. Apparel, we're all out there buying clothes, that was up 3.6%. And non-retail growth was strong as well. So hospo down a bit, that's not unexpected. Now, there are a couple of other factors that could be at play here. We have seen price increases, so volume doesn't need to go up, things mm-hmm. just cost more. But you can also potentially see those higher benefit levels that are being paid now feeding back into the spending cycle. So people are getting more money through the benefits they're spending it. But there's certainly nothing in these numbers yesterday to dent that view that the official cash rate will have to move up.
25 or 50, you calling it yet?
No.
Okay.
I'm
going to keep asking you just to drive you nuts.
Keep asking me. Yep.
Lights. Yep. We got lights on this morning, so that's encouraging. So we almost resemble 2021.
Yeah. So look, there's a lot of listed market entities involved in this whole situation. If you think about all the gentails, you know, the generation retailers, think Contact, Mercury, Meridian. So what's going on? So firstly, I would comment that while the picture is getting clearer since the rolling blackouts happened, we probably still don't have all the info that we need to completely understand what happened. But it would appear to be a fairly unusual combination of events. So we had very high, in fact, record levels of demand and a very cold night. And those two things are kind of linked, aren't they? Anyway, you've got generation issues at Lake Tokanau. Earlier in the day, on the day this happened, you had a very strong wind that pushed weeds into the intake gate, so they couldn't generate power. But hey, Mike, it gets better because later on the day, the wind didn't blow.
Oh, good.
When there was peak demand. So Genesis, for instance, couldn't get power from the Waipipi wind farm, which raises the question about the reliance on some forms of renewable power for peak demand. Now, Huntly wasn't cracked up, apparently because the demand wasn't expected and they need warning. You can't just flip a switch and turn Huntly on. So there's a question mark over what was going on there. And some Southland hydro capacity was out as well for maintenance. So Transpower bring the power from where it's generated to your part of the country. And they issued an emergency notice earlier in the day. They did it yesterday morning too. But once they get the power to your region, then the lines companies kick in, Vector, Top Energy, they get the power to your house. So Transpower asked them to reduce load so they can switch off your hot water cylinder. They also asked the big industrial users to cut load. My understanding, demand is still too high, so Transpower started cutting power to the lines companies. Lines companies can't bring you power if Transpower ain't giving them it. So look, lots of questions to be involved here. Could the situation have been avoided? I would say the situation would appear to invite or increase expectation of regulatory response
yes.
or inspection.
Yeah, might well be playing into the government's
well,
hands there.
Say.
We'll talk to Megan Woods later on. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 35,262, up 160. S&P 500, 4438, up 5. NASDAQ, 14,775, down 84 at the moment. The FTSE 100, up 29, 7161. Nikkei, 27888, up 68. The Shanghai Composite, up 35, 3529. The ASX 200 gained 24 points yesterday, 7562. And we gained 63 on the NZX 50, 12,764. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar, 0.7005 US, 0.9532 Aussie, 0.5977 Euro, 0.5061 pounds, 77.46 yen. Gold, $1,731.95. Brent crude, $70.94.
You're a champion. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.